Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Steve Lacefield is a 1993 graduate of Orion High School. There is a petition drive he is leading involving Dan Diamond. And the petition, I believe, as we speak here in the 11 o'clock hour on Tuesday, June the 23rd, they already have 178 signatures. Coach Diamond was abruptly relieved of his coaching duties. We are asking the community to stand with him. This was to be his final year of coaching. Please stand with him and sign the petition. Steve Lacefield, tell us a little bit about organizing this petition drive for Coach Diamond.
Well, hi, Jim. I appreciate it. So, yeah, it's not just me. There's quite a few people in Orion, and I just asked them all to let's come together and have a unified voice. So I've gotten together with some great people like Pat Hessler and Jeff Anderson and the Meisenbergs and the Lodies. So several families are involved in behind this, and it's growing. So we've not only have the petition, but we're organizing for the next upcoming school board meeting in hopes that we can get them to reconsider their decision this last week.
I believe that board meeting is July the 15th. So kind of your motivation in participating in all of this, I know probably like me, you saw the post of Dan Diamond announcing that he was relieved of his duty. So tell us a little bit about just kind of your motivation.
Well, the motivation just goes back to what Coach Diamond did for me in my life. When I moved to Orion in 1987 in the middle of seventh grade, the principal asked me what my hobbies were, and I told him I liked wrestling, but I meant Hulk Hogan and Randy Macho Man Savage and thought nothing of it until the next day I get a tap on my shoulder at lunch, and it's Coach Diamond with a clipboard and has me write down my name and number, and I don't know anybody. I've got no friends. I'm brand new to Orion. And I'm too scared to tell him no. So I showed up at wrestling practice, and the rest was history. And I told him a long time ago that it positively altered the course of my life. Not to be dramatic, but you know, I tell people it saved my life because I was, you know, just kind of wandering as a, you know, very young man. And so that's the motivation, is that I'm just one of hundreds, if not thousands, I think thousands of people that he has positively impacted in his 35 years of educating in Orion School District.
And that's a perfect segue. You are doing what now with your life?
I'm a home loan lender here at a bank down here in the St. Louis metro area.
And you can thank Dan Diamond for putting you on the right track? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Coach Diamond, Coach Mitten, I mean, discipline was the word of the day every day with both those coaches. You know, specifically Coach Diamond as well. He, you know, just the mental toughness that he instilled in all of us not only made us tough, but brought us together as a family. I feel like we're a strong, strong core from Orion.
And I know a longtime teacher over there and a longtime coach, and I know this next season was going to be his last season. So I think that's another interesting element in all of this, you know, of I guess letting a coach go out the way he wants to go out by retiring, right? But he's not, at least as it stands right now, he's not going to get that opportunity unless things change.
Correct. And that's the, you know, that's the real tragedy in this, and that, you know, people have reached out to me and told me I've got kids that are going into high school, and I was hoping that they would get at least 1 year with Coach Diamond, because we don't know who's coming after, and I'm sure they're, you know, they'll do a great job, but a lot of people know the great effect that he has had on them. And they were hoping that for their own children.
Well, and I know interviewing Coach Diamond many times over the years here at WRMJ, he's a straight, I don't know how I say this, he's a straight shooter, I think is how you say it. And he doesn't wear kid gloves, so to speak. He speaks his piece, whether he's on the radio or whether he's on social media. And he's pretty honest and upfront about that stuff. Can you be that way today or not?
In 2020, can you be that way? I don't know. That's a great question. It's served him well for so many years, and I'll say that it's served a heck of a lot more people well than it hasn't. So I know his approach is so much more effective and positive, even though sometimes we may not want to hear it, than it is negative. And in 2020, I mean, it's not been a fun year, and sometimes we don't like to see things or hear things that we need to see and hear, but Coach Diamond always gave it to you straight, and that's something I could always appreciate about him, because he let you know when you did not meet expectations, and that only drove you.
Yeah, and so from your perspective, you know, last week this all went down. I think it was last Wednesday, and he told the story on his Facebook what happened, you know, in terms of he was at the state wrestling tournament, individual state wrestling tournament. All the kids had been eliminated, so it was just the coaches that were left. And he indicated on the post that he and his coaches got a 12-pack of beer. He drank two of them at the hotel, did not drive to the event, and watched the state tournament with somebody else driving there. Again, no kids. They had all been eliminated. They had all left. And that is the reason, at least he's indicated, of why he was fired, why he was dismissed. So your response to what he said about that, and the district's reaction. Some of the people I've talked to, they've said, well, he deserves to be disciplined, probably, but does he deserve to be fired? That's the big question. So what about that?
Sure. So if I could correct that, I was actually another former wrestler who graduated in 1994, Pat Hessler. We were the ones who actually showed up to the hotel townhouse with the beer.
Okay.
It wasn't Coach Diamond. It wasn't any of the coaches. We knew wrestling was over. We knew they were back at the townhouse. And Pat and I were the ones who bought the beer and showed up at the townhouse and offered it to them. And Coach Diamond in his post said he partook. And I agree. I mean, the wrestlers were done wrestling, and for the most part, they were in their parents and in their parents' care. And there may have been one or two that showed back up to the room. And when we drove back to Assembly Hall for the finals, which Orion had none in this year, unfortunately, the one coach who did not drink, he drove. So, absolutely. I mean, if there's a punishment, sure, we can take that. But this level of punishment, when there were absolutely no children harmed, it's awfully severe, especially for someone who is not only given so much of their time, but their heart and soul, to this school district for 35 years. It's just way, way too harsh.
Yeah, 35 years, man. I didn't realize it was that many years. You know, I've done it for 30 years. And, mm-hmm. You know, when I see coaching decisions made in terms of a coach getting dismissed, I very rarely, you know, see a board reversing the decision. Now, there's some momentum building for this. And as I mentioned, already 183 signatures signed on this petition. Do you feel good about your chances of getting this thing reversed?
I have absolutely no idea. I feel good what we're doing. I know we're going to be on the right side of history on this. I know we're in the overwhelming majority, which makes me and the rest of the organizers feel good about. And we know Coach Diamond. We know his heart, and we know what he's about. And I've had other district employees tell me that he is, if not the most, he's, you know, right there with the most heart and soul and care and concern for the kids and the students and the athletes. than any other coach in the district. So,
well, and Steve Lacefield, the one thing that I like that I saw from Dan, I don't know if it's this week or last week, he had stated something about and I think he was speaking to some of the kids, and he said, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, you know, regardless of what happens to me, you're not going to quit wrestling, okay? You're going to still wrestle. You know, it's about the program. So you don't quit. You know, you still wrestle. And that meant a lot to me, seeing him say that the sport is bigger than me. And I want the kids, don't quit wrestling because they decided to fire the coach. You need to still wrestle. So that meant a lot to me, seeing him post that.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about what Coach Diamond, or really any coach today, gets out of coaching a high school or middle school athlete. I mean, they're not in it for the pay. They're not in it because, you know, they have all this free time. They're literally sacrificing their time with their family, with themselves. And the gratification for them is to see their athletes, you know, grow and improve. And that's what Coach Diamond is about. He's about watching these young men become better and better, not only on the mat, but also in school and in life. And that's what Coach Diamond has always been about.
Yeah, and I think him probably listening to this, and I know he'll listen to it, he is probably thinking, well, I've already won, regardless of what happens. When I have these examples of kids speaking about what the sport meant to him, or what, you know, you just said, man, I changed my life. I mean, you win.
Absolutely.
You win when you have an impact like that. So, so I see the amount of signatures that you're getting, right? I mean, so you've got pretty good feedback, I assume, but have you got any pushback from anybody saying, what are you doing this for, Lacefield? Or has it all been pretty positive?
It's all been 100% positive. And I would guess if somebody is not in agreement with us, they're just remaining silent, because they'll know that they're going to be just one of very, very few people who disagree with us, and they'll be in the very, very small minority. So no, I've had zero pushback.
You go into the board meeting then in July?
Absolutely. I'm coming up. And we're going to be there in support of Coach Diamond. I'd run through a brick wall or take a bullet for that man. And I've told him that even before this happened. I've told him that. And you know, we're doing everything we can to change this decision that's been made. We've got yard signs being made. We've got T-shirts being made, and we've got the online petition. So we're going to do everything we can to rally the community, because this really has upset the community. I don't think the board probably realized, or maybe they did, and I'm not blaming the board, but I think there can be a compromise made that where everybody wins.
All right, so you said you'd run through a brick wall for him. He's probably saying, hey, you Lacefield, you still in wrestling shape?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, anything else before we let you go? Appreciate you talking with us.
Yes, thank you, and please jump on the bandwagon with us. We're grassroots. We're just doing this on our own time and money, and so we'd love your help and support. You can reach out to me. I'm on Facebook. You can reach out to the others as well. We've got the Facebook invite, or the Facebook event page for July the 15th here in Orion. We're not sure where the location will be, but we'll keep you all up to date.
All right, that's Steve Lacefield, class of 1993 at Orion High School, helping lead a petition drive to get Coach Dan Diamond reinstated as the head wrestling coach at Orion. You're listening to WRMJ.